Hey love, I wanted to record this special message for you that has been on my heart this week. I know I've heard from many of you who are feeling really exhausted this past weekend, still kind of recovering from the full moon and the eclipse of the week before, and just feeling kind of exhausted and a little like burnt out. And so if that's you, today's video is for you. So today we're gonna talk about the power of sacred rest. So often in our culture, we are conditioned to believe that progress, you know, getting from here to here in our business and in our life, making more money, getting more clients, is from this constant doing. Like if you were to rest or stop or slow down, it means you're actually going to be delaying your progress. But the truth is, you need to learn how to slow down in order to speed up. When we're constantly go, and we're like activated from this fight or flight mentality or survival mentality about like, I have to do the things to be successful, we actually put off this energy that tells the universe basically like, she's freaking out, like let's go easy on her. Versus when we're really in a restful space, when we're coming from our center, when we've slowed down a little bit, we can increase our capacity to receive and take on more. So for example, this past week I was feeling really not outward. I didn't want to post on social media. I didn't want to share a lot. I was finding it really hard to get into the energy, like bringing in more and more clients. And I noticed that it was because I wasn't honoring rest. My body was saying I needed rest. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We have all this stuff to do. We can't do that right now. But because I've learned the power of rest to grow and build my business, I embraced it. I slowed down, I took an extra day off, I took a lot of naps, more than I thought I should be taking. I was like, you shouldn't be tired, why are you tired? I didn't ask questions, I just honored the rest. And once I did, I actually touched into some new intuition about my business and some avenues that I wanted to go in that I would not have ever taken or even thought to go in if I just kept pushing through that intuition to go inward and to slow down. A lot of us refuse to do this because we think it means we're lazy or we're not going to get what we want. But the truth is, as soon as I took rest, I recalibrated a little bit. I got into the energy of being able and willing to bring in more clients. I had many clients sign up. I actually had a $13,000 or $14,000 day today. And it was like, whoa, oh my God, like the power of that slowing down was so important, because if I had gone like, gotta get it done, do all the things, I would have burnt myself out. I wouldn't have felt good. So I want you to think about that for yourself. You know, where are you pushing? Where are you really pushing beyond your energetic capacity? Are you staying up really late at night, even though your body's saying, you know, it's time to shut off Netflix and go to bed? Are you pushing past your inner cues for rest? Are you feeling burnt out in your business where you're working all the time, but you're not making money and you're getting really resentful and exhausted and depleted? Or are you feeling like you're working all the time and you don't actually have full days off or time to completely rest and recalibrate? So if any of these sound familiar, this week I want to challenge you to incorporating the wisdom of sacred rest. Because the truth is, if we don't take rest, rest will take us. We'll burn out, we'll quit, we will get sick mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And we'll be forced to slow down if we don't take it for ourselves. So I always encourage my clients to build rest into your day, into your week, and into your months. So for example, one strategy you can take is to block off the morning so that you can wake up more rested, to take time for your spiritual practices and fully be in the inputting into your system, the nourishing, before you start giving to others. The other way you can bring it into your day is to fully section off time where you're working and fully section off time where you're not working. I used to do this for years where at night I would be like, okay, I'm done. I would eat dinner, but then I would like open my computer and start working again. Or I would work while watching TV, or I would work on the weekends. That doesn't work either, okay? You wanna make sure that you're fully working and fully engaged and productive when you're working and fully resting when you're resting, okay? So in your day, having an evening routine where you're taking a bath or a shower or you're reading or getting off of screens is so important and for you to be able to touch your inner wisdom, which is always going to be the best guide, better than any book you can get out there, thing you can watch on YouTube or download off your computer. I promise you that. Okay, and then you can also bring it into your week by making sure you have at least 1 or 2 days off a week. A lot of us work through the weekends when we're starting our business, and I know that's normal and natural, but I also want you to plan for unstructured time, to have a leisurely day, leisurely morning, even if it's only on a Sunday morning that you have time to yourself. I really want you to embrace that this week and fully enjoy it. Okay, and then also into your month. So a lot of times I'll work with clients and we'll actually build their launch plans around their moon cycle, their menstruation cycle, because it's so important during those times of our month where we're feeling more depleted and more inward, that we're not pushing ourselves to put ourselves out there. Often when we do that, we may put all the energy in, but our time and effort in, but our energy isn't aligned and the launch won't go as well as we wanted. So I actually mark off on my calendar those times of the month where I'm going to feel a little bit more depleted, a little bit more inward, so that I know that I'm not going to be, you know, pushing and doing a lot during those times. And when I'm ovulating, like I am now, then I can bring in a lot more clients. I have a lot more energy and it works in that way. I know that sounds a little wild, but I highly recommend you try it. It's kind of a game changer. And then bringing rest into your year, making sure you're scheduling a vacation. I know so many of us work all the time when we're starting our business, but it's really important that you shut off your brain, you shut off the computer and you get away from the screen and you connect to nature, you connect to the people that you love, you connect to yourself, because it's often those times, and I've had my clients tell me this time and time again, when they were in the bathtub, where they took a relaxing weekend with their loved one or their significant other, or they were just out for a walk in the woods when that clarity came, okay? So it's important that we do the masculine energy in our business, that we create business structures, that we show up and do the work, but it's also important that we take that feminine time to rest and to receive and to recalibrate and touch that place within ourselves that really just knows the answer, that we can be guided from that place as well as like the driving forward. When you're able to cultivate both the action taking and intentional sacred rest, that's when you create true balance in your business. You're able to go forward a lot faster. We slow down in order to speed up. You know, we take a step back and then we strike. We create that really beautiful balance of the masculine and the feminine in our businesses and in our lives, so we can not only have the science of achievement, you know, like building our businesses and making the money, but the art of fulfillment, of the ability to slow down enough and to be wise enough to really enjoy everything that we've created. So I want to hear from you. Have you been feeling the need to rest, and are you avoiding it? Where can you embrace more rest in your day, your week, or in your months, or in your years? I'd love to hear from you and what you're taking from today's video. As always, I love you guys. I really hope that this helps serve you in building a business and a life you love. I will talk to you soon, and send you all the love. Mwah.